just see they're bringing back Curb Your Enthusiasm? They've renewed it for an 11th season.
Have they really? Is it still going to be on HBO?
Yeah.
I think I saw maybe two episodes of that.
Which one did you see? Because there's a famous one, the carpool one.
No, I can't tell you one episode I saw. I don't remember.
I have a little mini quiz for you.
Oh, God. No, I don't know any.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, okay? I just said renewed for its 11th season.
Uh-huh.
Is that more or less seasons than Seinfeld had?
That would be more.
Good job. Yeah, Seinfeld had 9 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 11. And let me tell you something you'll find really interesting. So you want to watch an episode called The Carpool Lane. The episode itself is iconic, and it's classic Larry David. It's classic Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's basically like he wants to go to a Dodger game, and he doesn't want to get stuck in traffic, so he wants to use the HOV lane, but he doesn't have any friends. Nobody wants to go with him, so he hires a prostitute, not to have sex with, just so she can sit in the passenger seat so he can go in the HOV lane.
Good idea.
And the reason why this episode is so iconic is because it saved a man from going to prison for life. Do you know this story?
No, I do not.
It's a documentary called Long Shot on Netflix. It's a fascinating story. So Larry David is at Dodger Stadium shooting this episode called The Carpool Lane.
Mm-hmm.
While he's there, they had Dodgers fans all over the place, and they got permission from people that were going to be on camera. You know, is it okay? You'll be an extra. You'll be on camera. Oh, sure. No problem. So this guy and his daughter are there, and they're watching the game, and he gets home, and as he's coming up to his driveway, the cops are there, they have guns drawn, and they arrest him for murder. And he's like, no, I was at the Dodger game all day. And they're like, sure, we know you killed this person. So he calls an attorney. The attorney calls Curb Your Enthusiasm and says, can we get video of the day you were shooting? Because my client and his daughter were there, and they usually don't give that stuff away. They usually don't give any audio, any video out at all.
Right.
But because it's going to save this guy's life, they allow a piece of this episode to be released with all the data, like when they were there, who was shooting what. And you see the guy and his daughter sitting behind Larry David in this episode.
Wow.
And that was his alibi. And that's how he ended up not going to prison for the rest of his life for murder.
That's what I used to love when you do nights on a radio station, but you voice track it.
Uh-huh.
So you're not really there. What voice tracking is you record your air shift.
Right.
So, you know, on some stations that have music, you would record your whole air shift. You could do a week in a day.
So if you're listening, if you're sitting in your car listening, it sounds like the person is right there in the studio live when they actually could be out committing a murder.
Right. And I would actually talk to listeners on the air. You wouldn't know. I wouldn't be there. So I always thought if I'm going to kill somebody, that's the best time to do it because everybody would know that I'm on the air. So there's no way Anthony could have killed somebody at 9 o'clock because he was talking to Motley Crue.